Zephaniah. Chapter 1. The word of the Lord Jehovah, which came to Zephaniah, Jehovah has revealed secrets, the son of Cushi, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Hezekiah, in the days of Josiah the son of Amon, king of Judah. I will completely consume all things from off the land, says the Lord Jehovah. I will consume man and beast. I will consume the birds of the heaven, and the fish of the sea, and the stumbling blocks with the wicked. And I will cut off man from off the land, says the Lord Jehovah. I will also stretch out my hand upon Judah, and upon all those who live in Jerusalem, and I will cut off the remnant of Baal from this place, and the name of the idol worshippers with the priests. And those who worship the host of heaven upon the housetops. And those who worship and who swear by the Lord Jehovah, and who swear by Malchim, Molech, idol of Ammonites. And those who have turned away from the Lord Jehovah, and those that have not sought the Lord Jehovah, nor inquired for him. Hold your peace at the presence of the Lord God Jehovah, because the day of the Lord Jehovah is at hand. Because the Lord Jehovah has prepared a sacrifice, he has invited his guests. And it shall come to pass in the day of the Lord's Jehovah's sacrifice, that I will punish the princes, and the king's children, and all those who are clothed with foreign clothing. In the same day I will also punish all those who leap on the threshold, who fill their master's houses with violence and deceit. And it will come to pass in that day, says the Lord Jehovah, that there will be the noise of a cry from the fish gate, and a howling from the second, and a great crashing from the hills. Howl, you who live in Maktesh, a part of Jerusalem. Because all the merchant people are cut down, all those who carry silver are cut off. And it will come to pass at that time, that I will search Jerusalem with candles, and punish the men who are settled on their wine dregs, who say in their heart, the Lord Jehovah will not do good, neither will he do evil. Therefore their goods will become a booty, and their houses a desolation, they will also build houses, but not live in them. And they will plant vineyards, but not drink its wine. The great day of the Lord Jehovah is near, it is near, and it comes speedily, even the voice of the day of the Lord Jehovah. The mighty man will cry there bitterly. That day is a day of wrath, anger, judgment. A day of trouble and distress, a day of waste and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness. A day of the trumpet and alarm against the fenced cities, and against the high towers. And I will bring distress upon men, that they will walk like blind men, because they have sinned against the Lord Jehovah. And their blood will be poured out as dust, and their flesh as the dung. Neither their silver nor their gold will be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's Jehovah's wrath, anger, judgment. But the whole land will be devoured by the fire of his jealousy, because he will make even a speedy end of all those who live in the land. Zephaniah chapter 2. Gather yourselves together, yes, gather together, O nation not desired. Before the decree bring forth, before the day passes as the chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord Jehovah comes upon you, before the day of the Lord's Jehovah's anger comes upon you. Seek the Lord Jehovah, all you humble of the earth, who have done his judgment, seek righteousness, seek humility. It may be you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's Jehovah's anger. Because Gaza will be forsaken, and Ashkelon a desolation, they will drive out Ashdod at the noonday, and Ekron will be rooted up. Woe to those who live on the seacoast, the nation of the Cherethites. The word of the Lord Jehovah is against you. O Canaan, the land of the Philistines, I will even destroy you, that there will be no one living in you. And the sea coast will be houses and cottages for shepherds, and folds for flocks. And the coast will be for the remnant of the house of Judah, they will feed upon them. In the houses of Ashkelon they will lie down in the evening. Because the Lord Jehovah their God will visit them, and turn away their captivity. I have heard the reproach of Moab, and the curses of the children of Ammon, with which they have reproached my people, and magnified themselves against their border. Therefore as I live, says the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, the God of Israel, surely Moab will be as Sodom, and the children of Ammon as Gomorrah, even the breeding of nettles, and salt pits, and a continual desolation. The remnant of my people will spoil them, and the remnant of my people will possess them. This they will have for their pride, because they have reproached and magnified themselves against the people of the Lord Jehovah of hosts. Armies, multitudes. The Lord Jehovah will be terrible to them. Because he will famish all the gods of the earth. And men will worship him, every one from his place, even all the islands of the heathen, ungodly nations. You Ethiopians also, you will be killed by my sword. And he will stretch out his hand against the north, and destroy Assyria, and will make Nineveh a desolation, and dry like a wilderness. And flocks will lie down in the midst of her, all the beasts of the nations, both the cormorant and the bittern. Wild birds and animals will lodge in its upper ledges. Their voices will sing in the windows. Desolation will be in the thresholds. Because he will uncover the cedar work. This is the rejoicing city that lived carelessly, that said in her heart, I am, and there is no one besides me. How has she become a desolation, a place for beasts to lie down in? Everyone that passes by her will hiss, and wave his hand.
Zephaniah chapter 3. Woe to her who is filthy and polluted, to the oppressing city. She did not obey the voice, she did not receive correction. She did not trust in the Lord Jehovah, she did not draw near to her God. Her princes within her are roaring lions, her judges are evening wolves. They do not gnaw the bones until the morning. Her prophets are light and treacherous persons. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary, they have done violence to the law. The just Lord Jehovah is in the midst of it, he will not commit sin. Every morning he brings his judgment to light, he does not fail, but the unjust know no shame. I have cut off the nations. Their towers are desolate. I made their streets waste, that no one passes by. Their cities are destroyed, so that there is no man, that there is no one living in them. I said, surely you will fear me, you will receive instruction, so their homes should not be cut off, however I punish them, but they rose early, and corrupted everything they did. Therefore wait upon me, says the Lord Jehovah, until the day that I rise up to the prey. Because my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them my indignation, even all my fierce anger. Because all the earth will be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. Because then I will turn to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord Jehovah, to serve him with one consent. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia my worshippers, even the daughter of my dispersed, will bring my offering. In that day you will not be ashamed because of everything you have done, in which you have sinned against me. Because then I will take away out of the midst of you those who rejoice in your pride, and you will no more be arrogant because of my holy mountain. I will also leave in the midst of you an afflicted and poor people, and they will trust in the name of the Lord Jehovah. The remnant of Israel will not commit sin, nor speak lies, neither will a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, because they will feed and lie down, and no one will make them afraid. Sing, O daughter of Zion! Shout, O Israel! Be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem! The Lord Jehovah has taken away your judgments, he has cast out your enemy, the King of Israel, even the Lord Jehovah, is in the midst of you, you will not see evil anymore. In that day it will be said to Jerusalem, do not fear. And to Zion, do not let your hands be slack. The Lord Jehovah, your God in your midst is mighty, he will save, he will rejoice over you with joy. He will rest in his love, he will rejoice over you with singing. I will gather those who are sorrowful for the solemn assembly, who are yours, to whom its reproach was a burden. Look, at that time I will undo all who afflict you. And I will save her who is lame, and gather her who is driven out. And I will bring them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. At that time I will bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, because I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth, when I turn back your captivity before your eyes. Says the Lord Jehovah.